It's not an opportunity to show others how well you can pray. Jesus talked about that in Matthew chapter 6.
Right.
That's what hypocrites do. Jesus says they want to pray long to get attention. And he says, and that's exactly what they get from men, not him. So if we're trying to get the ear of God, that's not how to do it. But here in Matthew chapter 7, he gives us some indications on what we ought to do. Starting in verse 7, he said, ask. That's the first thing, ask. Yeah. We've got to ask. Yeah. Many times, if you've not wondered it, I sure have, and you've heard other people ask the question, if God knows what we need, then why does he want us to ask? The truth is, we don't even have to have a good answer for that question. All we have to do is what he said. And he said, ask.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that we understand about God, but then there's a whole lot more that we don't. And probably never will. Otherwise, he wouldn't be God. I don't understand eternity. I don't understand where God came from. I don't understand how we will never, never have an ending. I don't get that. My mind can't conceive that. I don't understand why God does some of the things he does. But what I do know is he said right here, ask.
Amen.
If there was only this one reason to pray, it's simply because God said to.
Amen.
So anyway, verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for bringing us to this particular passage tonight.
Yes, God.
Talking about prayer. Lord, I pray that you would help us to gain some more knowledge tonight from your word.
Yes.
On how to commune with you. Lord, I pray that you would help us not to just learn it, but to put it into action in our prayer life. Lord, help us to draw closer to you because of it.
Yes.
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
When there's something that you or I want from God, the first thing we ought to do is simply ask him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
God created us for fellowship.
Amen.
That's what prayer is.
Yes, it is.
Prayer is not a list that we take to God and say, this is what I want. There are things that we should ask God for. That's clear in the passage we just read. There's other passages that are clear that not only should we ask God for things, but we should ask God, thank God for what he's already given us.
Amen.
We should praise him in prayer. We should worship him in prayer.
Yes.
We should listen to him.
Yes.
In prayer. That's difficult for me, just being honest.
Yeah.
My mind just starts running in all kinds of directions when I get silent and there's no one speaking audibly. It's just difficult. But I need to do that.
Yes.
We all need to listen.
Yes, sir.
When we ask God for something and we don't listen, that's like asking someone a question and then turning around and walking away before they have an opportunity to answer.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yep.
In Psalms 100, the Bible says to come before His presence with thanksgiving.
Amen.
God likes to know that we're thankful.
Amen.
It's almost as though when you study this concept of prayer, that it really gathers God's attention when He recognizes that we're thankful.
Yes.
It's just like our children. I remember when Justin and Sarah were young, they were in the home, that when I sensed a grateful attitude in them, at the moment they were asking me for something, I was a lot more apt to give them what they were asking for.
Right.
Than when they were not grateful.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
Well, we get that from God. That's how He is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what He is showing in verse 11, 10 and 11, where He talks about, He gives us the analogy of a father. When you ask him for something, here in the fleshly realm,
mm-hmm.
when our children ask us for something, we want to give them what they ask for.
Yeah.
Well, God does too. That's what He said there in verse 11. How much more shall our Father in heaven give us good things when we ask Him. What's important, I think, we need to recognize is that He wants to give us good things.
Yes, He does.
Mm. Not bad things.
Amen.
I think sometimes our opinion of what good and bad is different than what God's idea of it.
That's right.
We see a problem as a problem that shouldn't have been there.
Mm.
In fact, we even get mad with those who may have caused it.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
But that problem may have been orchestrated or allowed by God to help us to grow.
Yes, sir.
Some of the things that we ask for from God are not best for us. And He knows that.
Come on.
When we ask God for things, I know you and I, many times we have heard the cliche, God answers prayer. He does. But the answer might be yes, and it might be wait. Or it might be no.
Right.
No is an answer. You ever had your children ask you for something and you said no?
Amen.
Why'd you do that? Because it was best for them.
Amen.
That is an answer.
Right.
God does answer prayer.
Yes, He does. Bless His name.
He certainly knows what we need. That's definitely something to consider when we're asking God for something, especially when it's really important to us.
Mm-hmm.
That when we ask God for healing, or we ask Him for a miracle, or we ask Him for a financial solution, that if He says no, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Still
the Apostle Paul prayed that God would heal him of his thorn. Whatever that was. God said, I'm not going to do it. You need that.
Yes, sir.
Jesus asked God for plan B. What's important is that we understand what followed up there when Jesus said, nevertheless.
Amen.
Not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
God, heal me, please.
Mm.
But if not,
mm-hmm.
I'll still praise You.
Amen. Bless His name.
There's another thing that we need to consider if we want to get God's ear and get a yes answer to our prayer, and that is in Psalm 66, verse 18, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The word regard means to show attention or consideration to take interest in. So when we have sin in our life that we have taken interest in, we like it, we are not willing to part with it, then we pray and ask God for deliverance over something or whatever we pray for. The Bible says that God is just not going to hear it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's real important.
Yes.
When things are going well, we have enough money to pay the bills, we have enough strength to get up and go somewhere, we have enough brain activity to make decisions and speak and talk and do things and eat, it's easy to drift off into something that God isn't happy with. We call that sin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
And we may be there for a while. It may linger, and then something's going to happen that's really going to stop us in our tracks. And then we pray, but God is not listening.
Come on.
That's why I think it's important that we also recognize that we need to go to God sometimes and say, God, I don't know what sin I may have in my life. I'm easily deceived.
Yeah.
Show me my sin.
Yeah.
Open my eyes to it. Help me to see it so that I can repent.
Yes. That's good.
That's a prayer we ought to pray pretty regularly.
Amen. Amen.
When I was a kid and I had been consistently disobedient, which was common, I knew better than to ask my parents for something. You would think that we as adults would also know better. Sometimes we don't. Our unwillingness to repent of our sin and submit to God sometimes is going to build a wall between us and Him.
Right.
That will deflect our prayers.
Yes.
Give God what He wants and He'll be more apt to give you what you want.
That's good.
Turn to 1 John chapter 3 if you would. 1 John chapter 3. Verse 22 says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Why? Because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. It's easy and quite encouraging to read the first portion of this verse and not move on to the main part. It's encouraging to see that God says, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. But that's not a period. It's a comma. But then He says, why we receive it? Because we keep His commandments. Now, does that mean we need to be perfect? No, it doesn't. Because if you turn over a page in chapter 1, we find out that God makes a way for us to keep that prayer line open. And to keep our communion clear with Him. And that is to go to Him when we have sinned.
Right.
And to ask for forgiveness. And then He forgives us. And then that fellowship is reinstated, restored. There's going to come a day when you and I really need to get God's attention.
Amen. Amen.
And when we pray, we're looking for a yes answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the time to start being obedient.
Amen. That's good, Bruce.
The time to start is ahead of time. It's kind of like when you're trying to save up for something, a vacation or whatever. You don't wait till the day before the vacation to start saving money.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
You have to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same way with getting our prayers answered with a yes with God. We have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know what tragedy is coming my way. You don't either.
No.
But when it comes,
mm-hmm.
we want to know that we have God's ear.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's think about that now.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing to consider. When we have prayed and prayed for God to help in a particular way, yet He's been silent. Jesus said some things only come by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
Remember David fasted.
Yeah.
Daniel, he fasted. Many of the kings of Israel and Judah fasted.
Yeah.
Amen.
The king of Nineveh not only fasted, but proclaimed a citywide fast that everybody in the city would fast, including the animals.
Yeah.
And God, when He saw that, it softened His heart.
Yes.
And He had respect for that. What God did was He turned away His wrath. He didn't destroy the city of Nineveh. In fact, gave them 100 years of peace.
Right.
Because they prayed and fasted.
Mm.
Sometimes God wants to see how serious we are about our requests to Him.
That's right.
Can anybody tell me who one of the most wicked kings of Israel was?
Ahab.
And the prophet went to him and said whatever it was that God told him destruction was coming. And the Bible says that Ahab repented. And that God showed him mercy.
Yes.
Wicked as he was, because he prayed, and the Bible says he fasted, God showed him mercy. This wicked king of Nineveh prayed and fasted. And great things came because of it.
Yeah, that's good.
You've been praying and praying and praying and haven't seen God move yet.
Mm.
So my question is, have you fasted?
Mm.
If it's not important enough for you to fast, maybe God sees that. I say maybe because that's just how I think, but God knows.
Yeah, wow.
He knows our sincerity.
Yes, sir.
He knows whether we're just throwing out some words or if we're really serious.
Yes, sir. My, my, my.
So there's things that we can do to get God's attention.
Amen.
There's things that we can do to not get His attention.
Yes.
And that's to sin. And to continue in sin. And create that wall between us and Him. Once we've cleared that up, and we pray, maybe even fasted, and God still says no, then we need to recognize the truth of the fact that no is an answer. And even though it isn't what we wanted, It's what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when our children were small and they wanted to go play out in the street. And we knew that that wasn't safe.
Mm-hmm.
So we said no. Tears would come out of their eyes. It bothered them. It concerned them. Maybe broke their heart.
Mm-hmm.
That broke our heart.
Yes, sir.
But we still had to stick with it.
Yeah.
They may have asked 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is still the same.
Yeah.
Because the danger is still there.
Yes.
Mm.
We may have asked God over and over. God just has to say no. Jeanette sings a song sometimes called A Better Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes God does have a better answer than even what we were asking for.
Right. That's right.
Because He knows all things.
Amen.
But God wants us to pray and talk to Him.
Yes.
Primarily because it shows that we trust Him.
Exactly.
It shows that we believe that He can and will answer. But He also just likes to hear from us.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't need to be asking Him for anything. Sometimes we just need to be talking to Him, telling Him what we're thinking, what our concerns are, not really asking for anything. Just talking to our Heavenly Father.
That's good.
Remember, that is why He created us.
Yes, sir. Fellowship.
For fellowship. Praying is simply trying to get the ear of God and to commune with Him. The more we learn about prayer, probably means we're going to get closer to God.
Amen. That is true.
Where we need to be.
Exactly.
I am far from where I need to be with that.
God help us.
Not just in my walk with the Lord, but in my prayer life. And I want to do better with that. I am. I'm going to.
Amen.
I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Because our communion with our Heavenly Father is the biggest reason why He made us to begin with.
Amen.
He didn't put us here on earth so we can enjoy all the things that He's placed in front of us. Although He likes that.
Yeah.
Or He wouldn't have put it there. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy the things that He's given us.
Amen.
That's why He gave it to us. But the main reason He put us here was for fellowship.
That's right.
Fellowship
Amen.
With God.
Yeah.
More than just 2.5 minutes in the morning.
Amen.
Spend time with Him throughout the day. Talk to Him about the problems. Brother Bruce, that's just a little thing. I still like it when my son calls me just to tell me that he was able to bump his weight up, that he was curling from this amount to that amount.
Right.
I just like to see his name come across the screen of my phone.
Yes, sir.
Not that he's asking for anything. Just wanting to talk.
Amen. Mm.
Amen.
That's how God is.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's spend time with Him.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank You for Your word. Lord, I thank You for the things that You've shown us tonight that we need to know about our prayer and our communion with You. Lord, I pray that You would help me to draw closer to You in prayer. Lord, help me to trust You and to believe in You more like I should. Lord, help me to accept when You tell me no.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help me to be thankful for Your answers.
Yes, God, please.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.